Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. The market seems to be facing a little bit of early pressure this morning. Futures on the S&P 500 are trading about 10 points below fair value. What's the vibe, analyst?
Good morning. Yeah, it's a bit of a cautious start. We saw that nice intraday recovery yesterday, which almost brought the S&P 500 back to its best levels from May, but this morning feels a bit more tentative.
What's stirring the pot? I caught some headlines about tariffs still being in the mix.
That's right. Word is the Trump administration is extending the tariff pause on some Chinese goods, but only until the end of August. So it's a temporary reprieve, but it keeps that uncertainty lingering, doesn't it?
It sure does. And what's the picture looking like globally?
Well, overnight data from China showed the Caixin manufacturing PMI slipped to 48.3. That's the first contractionary reading in 8 months. So that's definitely a point of concern for global growth watchers.
Oof, not great. But I hear things are a bit different over in Europe.
A little. Eurozone's flash CPI for May decelerated to 1.9% year over year. That's below the ECB's target and pretty much solidifies expectations for a rate cut from them on Thursday. So, some easing signals from across the pond.
Interesting. But the OECD isn't exactly painting a super rosy picture for global growth, are they?
No. They've trimmed their global growth forecast for 2025 down to 2.9% from 3.1%. And specifically for the U.S., they've cut the outlook to 1.6% for 2025 and 1.5% for 2026. So definitely a more subdued long-term view from them.
Good to keep in mind. Now, shifting to the U.S. economic calendar for today, what should we be watching?
It's relatively light, but we do have a couple of key releases at 10 a.m. Eastern. First up is April factory orders. The consensus is looking for a 3.1% decrease after a pretty strong 4.3% rise previously.
And job openings data too, right?
Exactly. The April JOLTS report is also out at 10 a.m. The prior reading was 7.192 million openings. We'll be watching to see if there's any further cooling in the labor market. Meanwhile, treasuries are holding modest gains, with the 10-year yield down about 4 basis points at 4.42%.
Got it. Let's switch gears to earnings. Any bright spots lighting up the pre-market?
Absolutely. Dollar General, ticker DG, is a standout. They beat Q1 expectations and issued inline guidance for fiscal 26. The stock is up a very healthy 10.8% in pre-market trading.
That's a strong move. Anyone else impressing?
Signet Jewelers, SIG, is also looking good. They beat their Q1 numbers and raised guidance for fiscal 26. Investors are liking that. The stock is up around 13%.
Wow, some solid consumer-related names there. Any other earnings reports catching your attention? I saw Credo Technology had numbers.
Yes, CRDO. They beat earnings by 8 cents, beat on revenues, and their Q1 revenue guidance is above consensus. That's a trifecta. Also, Donaldson DCI beat and guided fiscal 25 earnings per share up. Ferguson, FERG, also posted a beat. And Ollie's Bargain Outlet, ALLI, beat and reaffirmed their outlook. So, quite a few positive surprises.
What about on the EV front? NIO reported, didn't they?
They did. NIO missed on both earnings per share and revenue for Q1. However, their Q2 revenue guidance was in line, so it's a bit of a mixed report for them.
Okay, let's talk about some of these pre-market movers. Who's really gapping up this morning?
Well, Moonlake Immunotherapeutics, MLTX, is absolutely soaring. It's up a massive 23.4%. The buzz is a report that Merck held talks for a potential acquisition. That kind of news will always light a fire under a stock.
No kidding. And Credo Technologies, CRDO, as you mentioned, up nearly 14% on those strong earnings. Energy Fuels, UUUU, is also showing strength, up over 6%.
On the downside, Trevi Therapeutics, TRVI, is gapping down about 4.8%. They announced a proposed public offering of common stock. EchoStar, SATs, is also down 3% after choosing not to make some scheduled interest payments.
Any notable calls from the analysts that traders should be aware of?
A few caught my eye. Pinterest, Pins, was upgraded to overweight at JP Morgan. UBS also got an upgrade to buy from Jefferies. On the downgrade side, ASML was moved to equal weight at Barclays, and Bumble, BMBL, was downgraded to underweight, also at JP Morgan.
So pulling all this together, what's your take on the broader market sentiment right now, thinking SPY and QQQ?
You know, for SPY, it feels like a mixed sentiment. We've had that recent upward push, but the volume has been a bit inconsistent. I'd lean slightly bullish, but with a healthy dose of caution. QQQ, on the other hand, appears a bit stronger with a steady upward trajectory and healthier volume.
And what about volatility? Is the VXX telling us anything?
The VXX has been on a gradual decline, which typically indicates decreased market fear. That can be supportive of a continued bullish trend for the broader indices, but we always have to be mindful.
What are the key levels you're watching for SPY today?
For SPY, I'm looking at support around the 590.00 mark. It's been tested and held so far. Resistance is up near 592.50. A clean break above that could signal more upward momentum.
And for the QQQ?
For QQQ, support is closer to 520.00, which has also held amidst some fluctuations. Resistance is at 524.00. If we can push through 524.00, that would reinforce the bullish case there.
Are you seeing any interesting sector rotations happening?
It's interesting. Utilities, the XLU, have seen some notable movement, suggesting some investors might be looking for safety plays, perhaps indicating a cautious undertone despite the general upward trend in major indices. Energy, XLE, remains stable and resilient, and consumer discretionary, XLY, is holding strong, which points to steady consumer confidence. So, there's a bit of a tug of war, a cautiously optimistic lean, overall.
All right, with all that in mind, any specific stocks or trade setups on your personal watch list for today?
I'm definitely keeping an eye on some continuation plays. Broadcom, AVGO, has been showing good strength. Intuitive Surgical, INTU, is another one with positive momentum. These are names that have been working.
How about any anticipation plays? Anything you're watching for a potential breakout?
U.S. Steel, ticker X, is on the radar for an anticipation setup, especially with ongoing tariff discussions and the focus on infrastructure. And FICO could be another one to watch. The main theme is to focus on those mega cap tech and energy names that have demonstrated strength, but, and this is key, manage risk very carefully. Headlines related to tariffs or unexpected data can really swing things quickly.
Okay, so to recap, futures are a little soft. Global data is a mixed bag with that weaker China PMI, but a potential ECB rate cut. The OECD is urging some caution on growth. And stateside, we're waiting on factory orders and JOLTS data. We've had some strong earnings from Dollar General and Signet. What's your final piece of advice for traders as they head into the opening bell?
It's a cautiously bullish environment. The market showed good resilience yesterday, and tech and energy sectors are leading the charge. Pay close attention to those key SPY and QQQ levels we discussed. It's crucial to be nimble, especially with the economic data due out later this morning and the ever-present tariff narratives. Don't get caught flat-footed by a sudden headline.
Sound advice. Stay alert. Watch those levels. Look for pockets of strength, but always be prepared to manage that risk.
Precisely. It's a market where selectivity and quick reactions are paramount. Be ready to adapt.
Great insights as always. That's your morning dose for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. We'll be back tomorrow to help you navigate these markets. Have a profitable trading day, everyone.